This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Some of you may be looking, most of you probably don't live in these cities where we're seeing a lot of this violence. And you're probably asking yourself right about now, why don't people just simply defend themselves against the, say, the Portland Antifa rioters who've been going on now for 3 months, 90 days plus? So here we enter the storytelling phase, children. Pull up a chair, because I have a story to tell you. And there is no ending to it yet. Still looking for the happy ending in this. 4 years ago, last month, a gentleman named Mike Strickland was just a Portland videographer. And he pretty much had the Portland protest culture beat all to himself. He took video used by national news outlets of the bizarre world of Portland campus culture, street protests, and Portland cultural double standards. He knew all the characters. He saw the Antifa meshed with the anarchists who knew Don't Shoot Portland, who cross-pollinated with Black Lives Matter, who protested with the International Socialist Organization, who were Occupy, and the unions. Wash, rinse, repeat. If you had a fist on your logo, you were in the Portland Professional Protester Club. And the regular protesters left Strickland mostly alone to do his job, and they did theirs, which was protesting and making a mess and screaming and breaking things. May Day was, and continues to be, their high holy day. And then, July the 7th, 2016 happened. And now Strickland has to fight all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to get the justice that all those Portland protesters pretended all these years to care about. They're always screaming for justice. They're always saying justice for this or justice for that. No justice, no peace, that kind of thing. But they don't really care, of course. The protesters hung out in the streets, talking on bullhorns, absorbed with their own sense of self-importance. They knocked over trash cans and held drum circles and pretended to care about civil rights. They even threw in some kumbaya, and they were simply against the man. At one of the usual protests in July 2016, just 4 months before Trump was elected, and Antifa went into full meltdown mode, they decided that Strickland, known online as Laughing at Liberals, was through with making fun of them. It was, as one anarchist said, the only reason they went after him. And supposedly he was a snitch. Reporting the news is snitching to this crowd. Holding a mirror up to them to show them how dumb they look was an unforgivable sin of the first order. So Strickland had to go. Court testimony proves they conspired to get the journalist tossed out of a protest on a public street. The irony and hypocrisy of denying a reporter his First Amendment right to cover the news never occurred to the people who were allowed to exercise their First Amendment right to assemble in the middle of a public street. And it bears noting that at the pre-function gathering of this Don't Shoot Portland Black Lives Matter Antifa rally, there were speakers who were talking about shooting cops, being armed, and about the open carry laws in Oregon. Strickland has already lost his case at the Oregon Appeals Court. So right about now, you're wanting to know what happened, right? Some of you may already know, but this is what happened. Strickland was shooting video at the event, as he usually did, with all of his equipment, including his properly concealed, licensed, permitted Glock 26. A mob of Antifa members surrounded him, roughed him up, and then told him, you need to get the blank out of here. Already he's in the disparity of force. You know, when you're getting out there and you have to start considering, I may have to use lethal force, there's certain levels of justification that you have to reach. He's already at the only one he has to reach, which is disparity of force. So he began to back away from them. But as he did that, he continued to shoot video. And as he was leaving, the mob of masked Antifa thugs followed him, ran after him, and tried to surround him. What does this sound like? This time, he pulled his weapon. Now, no shots were ever fired. His finger never went into the trigger guard. And his gambit worked. They backed off and strictly got away from the mob, only to be arrested by the cops. He was released with a citation. Now, from there, the situation begins to evolve because charges against him grew from 2 misdemeanors to 21 counts, 10 of which were felonies, within hours of Portland politicos getting an earful from one of Strickland's favorite targets, an anti-Second Amendment group called Ceasefire Oregon. The politicos also seemed to take on faith the word of one of the conspirators who insisted Strickland must be a racist, even though he knew better. So thus began the Kafka-esque treatment of Mr. Strickland. Now, if you look at the detailed analysis, I mean, they had 5 camera angles. What does this remind you of right now? It sounds a lot like the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, right? Where there was lots of people doing this, lots of people observing this. Saying to themselves, well, this is clear-cut self-defense. Does this videographer have an obligation to let them to allow them to pound him to death? What about the people who are pounding him to death? How come they're not getting arrested? Same thing. I mean, the guy that tried to stick a gun to Kyle Rittenhouse's head, he's not been arrested. All of them, from what I understand, I may be wrong about this, but all 3 of the ones that he actually shot were felons. And one of them was in possession of a gun. And yet, that guy hasn't been arrested yet. Strickland's attorneys thought this was a self-defense case, but it was actually a First Amendment case wrapped in Second Amendment components. They decided to forsake a jury trial when it was discovered that most of the people questioned in the jury, in the pool of the jury, were anti-gun. And there was even a person in the jury pool who belonged to the same group holding the protest where he was assaulted. This is your chances of justice in Portland. The team went with a bench trial, which meant that a Portland trial judge would just decide his guilt or innocence. His Portland attorneys, as well as the establishment, was stunned when he was found guilty on all 21 counts. Quite clearly and easily a self-defense case. So, in Portland, in the social intersectional pecking order we're all supposed to measure life by now, Strickland, a white male, didn't make it into the left's politically correct Venn diagram. He's on the outs. And, you know, he got the worst of it all. He got no benefit of the doubt. People in high places lied about him in the media. And the judge threw the book at him, and he was forced to surrender his gun. He won't be allowed to practice his First Amendment right to cover the news for 4 years. This means he has no job. He spent 40 days in jail, and the mob cheered. And he just lost his appeal in April to the Oregon Appeals Court, and now he is headed to the Supreme Court. No guarantees in the Supreme Court now. You know this, I know this. Maybe he'll get a pardon from President Trump. Wouldn't hurt to ask. They're trying to stigmatize self-defense. And in certain jurisdictions, it's working. This is the America that they intend to force upon me and you. Just becomes a question of, are we going to allow that? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk a little bit about a behavioral experiment we've all been a part of. Some of us looked at this with a very jaundiced eye. I am chief among them simply because of the fact that I've had COVID-19, and I know what it's about. I am not, apparently I didn't have enough comorbidities for it to kill me. But it was rough. But so is pneumonia. So is a really bad case of the flu. As a matter of fact, COVID-19 is a combination to me of the fever that you can get with the flu and the lung issues that you might get with pneumonia. So for me to have it all in one shot was unfun. But we have Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's a renowned expert, a brilliant scientist. And, according to him, he's never been wrong, even though he changes his story every day. And his counterparts at the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control. And they've been conducting a major experiment on all of us in America, 330 million of us in this election year. Your major control groups are journalists, some governors and power-hungry politicians like Pelosi and Schumer. Pelosi with the really nice hair. A person they're having trouble controlling is named Trump. He defied these swamp creatures with a China travel ban. He continues to mobilize the private sector to find a cure. He touts a cheap drug that is being blocked in certain places as a potential lifesaver, and he gathers his supporters in large groups without masks. Without evidence, the control groups claim the large gatherings are super spreaders. They don't tell you that everybody's getting tested. So if you're being tested, and this is if you're being tested for it and you're being found not to have it, there is no need for a mask. Very simple thing. In January, February, and early March, Fauci and the others claimed without evidence that COVID-19 is not going to be as bad as the seasonal flu in the U.S. The control groups gladly repeated these talking points to calm the public. Pelosi went to Chinatown to say how safe it was. The real truth of the matter was in January and February, we were still being distracted by the Trump impeachment. And, that did not have the desired effect, and so COVID-19 happened. In early March, after thousands of years of virus history, Fauci and others told the public they shouldn't wear masks. The control groups went along. Then in mid-March, without, and once again with no evidence, Fauci and others made up numbers to scare the public. CDC came out with millions would die, hundreds of millions would soon have the disease. The control group immediately repeated these made-up numbers as if they were the gospel truth and started to scare you. The governors and the control group started intentionally destroying their economy based on these made-up dire projections because they knew they were going to try to exploit the federal government to pay all of their, all of their red ink. The experts said, once again, without evidence, that millions of people with no symptoms were actually spreading the disease. The control group went along with that too and spread that as well. The CDC said, with no evidence that the virus actively spread off surfaces. The control group repeated these talking points again to scare the public. You can just go anywhere where you want to go. Anytime you want to go, do it. And you will see people still cleaning surfaces like it is a crazy thing. Where was I? I was at a grocery store the other day. And I mean, if I touched the counter with two fingertips, they were cleaning the whole counter. Around March 20th, one of the control group, California's Governor Gavin Newsom, went out and said, without evidence, again, that more than 20 million Californians would soon have the virus. That was widely repeated throughout the country as if it was true to scare the public, even though it was pulled out of a hat. Then puppet dummy New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, March 25th, he ordered very sick people into nursing homes to kill other people. Cuomo says it was not his fault, and the rest of the control group cheered how great Cuomo the killer has done. Four other Democratic governors followed him with similar orders. In late March, the CDC ordered medical professionals to classify any death remotely associated with the virus as caused by the virus in order to goose the death totals to scare you. And even though this has not been done before for anything else ever, swine flu, seasonal flu, other viruses, members of the control group loudly announced each death and blame Trump. In April, the CDC flipped. Now we had to have masks, which they previously said weren't necessary. Now the masks are going to save everybody. They're going to save massive numbers of lives because millions of people with no symptoms were spreading droplets, which on its face is idiotic. But the control group repeated these talking points with no evidence and said anyone who didn't wear a mask wanted people to die. In April, some governors were actively trying to escape the control group and get their states on the road to recovery. The experts couldn't allow this, so in early May, they made up more numbers with no evidence, once again, that because of reopening by the end of May, the U.S. would have 200,000 cases per day and 3,000 deaths per day. Without mentioning, by the way, that we have 8,000 deaths per day when there is no COVID present. 51,000 deaths per week, people. The control group often, again, repeated these made-up numbers to scare you because they wanted to destroy the economy. Around May the 20th, the CDC admitted the virus does not easily spread off surfaces, but the lie had taken hold. Everybody's been indoctrinated. People are still cleaning like crazy. Therefore, every time somebody gets a positive test, we close a business and do deep cleaning as if a contagious disease had never been in that business ever before. And while Fauci and other members of the control group have no problem with peaceful protests and violent riots, they continue to block the public from resuming their normal life. In June and July, positive cases ticked up to over 60,000 per day, not the 200,000 predicted at the beginning of May. So it was time for Fauci to predict some more dire numbers to scare the public. So he made up a new one, 100,000 cases per day. Control group once again repeated this made-up number. Facts have never mattered with this virus, only scaring you and controlling you. At the end of August, the CDC and the other health experts decided to test how thoroughly the indoctrination worked. So they decided to drop some true numbers into the control group. They admitted that 90% of the positive tests should not be considered positive because these people had few or no symptoms and weren't actively spreading the disease. They also admitted that only 6% of the reported deaths, or around 10,000, were caused by the virus. Since these factual numbers wouldn't scare the public, the control group has pretty much squelched them and treats the true numbers as if they're false. They can't have you believing that it's safe to vote or lead your normal life. We got to keep the schools closed until after the election. Of course, there was Joe Biden. He never came out of his basement. He did go out in January and call the travel ban xenophobic and unnecessary. For months, he's repeated that the riots were peaceful, and now he goes out to say the violence is bad and blames it on Trump. If Fauci and the other scientists say the economy should be locked down, Joe says he will follow the science and lock it down. If the scientists say wear masks, he's going to dictate that 100% of us need to wear masks, whether, you know, no matter where we're at or how safe it is. If the control group wants billions to go to a country that pledges debt to America, Joe will clap and say yes. He will do everything the control group wants. On a side note, Pelosi believed that she could go to the beauty salon without a mask. She was correct. She could. She's special. But her spokes puppet says she always follows the rules and says she was ignorant of the rules. And finally, she's honest one time because she says she's ignorant. So, should you listen to all the journalists in the control group who campaign for Joe because they can control him, or should we vote for Trump, who has the ability to think and act on his own and clearly wants to give people of all races the opportunity to move up the ladder? Trump wants to revive the economy and Joe wants to kill it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly, as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says he never called fallen U.S. soldiers losers or suckers. The president calling the report from The Atlantic a hoax and another attempt to hurt him before the election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in France with the president.
I can say for sure is I've never heard. I've been with this president now for coming on 4 years. I've never heard the president use the language that assertedly is said in that article about him calling the military suckers and losers. I've never seen that. Indeed, just the contrary. He has always had the deepest respect. I'm a veteran, too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him as well.
Pompeo making those comments on Fox News. Most Americans are not planning to roll up their sleeves for a new coronavirus vaccine. A new poll shows two-thirds of voters won't. A new poll shows two-thirds of voters will pass on getting a shot when it first becomes available. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. We can look at Portland as sort of a test bed. On August 29th, a big pro-Trump motorcade, flags, vehicles, big vehicles, lots of people, lots of pipe hitters, too. They rolled into the city of Portland on August the 29th. The police tried to keep everybody separated, which is impossible. even in a situation where the police are getting out there and they're supported by everybody and have the full support of the city council and they're not trying to be defunded or thrown under the bus, that's impossible. So some of the pro-Trump motorcade peeled off and went into the city, and there Aaron J. Danielson was murdered. He was killed by an avowed Antifa supporter named Michael Forrest Roanoke. And he actually was in a Vice.com interview, which was published, I think, yesterday. He appeared to confess to the shooting, claiming he shot Danielson in self-defense after Danielson pulled a knife. Well, Danielson didn't pull a knife. He pulled pepper spray. We'll get to that in a minute. He said in the interview, "You know, lots of lawyers suggest that I shouldn't even be saying anything, but I feel it's important that the world at least gets a little bit of what's going on. I had no choice. I mean, I had no choice. I could have sat there and watched them kill a friend of mine of color, but I wasn't going to do that." Yesterday, federal authorities located Roanoke in Lacey, Washington, and they tried to arrest him under a warrant issued yesterday. and Mr. Roanel decided to pull a gun and shoot it out with them, and he was shot and killed. He was killed as the task force was attempting to apprehend him about 120 miles north of Portland. Shot in the chest. Federal agents from the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service located him on Thursday after a warrant was issued for his arrest, which sort of indicates that if there is a concerted effort, law enforcement can be very effective and very surgical. And he was shot by an officer in the task force. See, what they're doing right now is they're going in there. This is really quite smart. The governors of Washington, I'm not so sure about Washington, definitely Oregon. What they're doing is they're saying, our police are not going to help you. Well, the feds are rolling in there and deputizing members of the state police. So now these guys have cross-jurisdictional arrest power. And the cops want to be cops. That's why they're cops. So now instead of being held back, they've been unleashed. It's pretty smart. This is a very shrewd move. They said he pulled a gun during the encounter. According to the New York Times report of the shooting, a neighbor confirms that Roanel was armed as the FBI and the marshals moved in. His name is Chad Smith. He lives next door to the apartment where the shooting occurred. He said he was standing outside at about 6:45 p.m. when he saw two SUVs race toward the complex. He heard about a minute and a half of gunshots. Then he saw a man walking backward next to a white pickup truck, holding what appeared to be a gun, and the officers, you know, they basically opened up on him. According to a number of social media posts, Roanel associated himself with the violent Antifa mobs that have laid siege to Portland for the last 3 months. He's been arrested and charged and let go with a number of crimes recently, including illegal possession of a firearm, which he once again was when he shot and killed Mr. Anderson, and when he was, reacting to the law enforcement. He was arrested on July 5th for possession of a loaded gun in a public place, interfering with police, and resisting arrest in another Portland protest. But charges were dropped. According to the AP, he was shot in another Portland altercation in late July. He had been shot by beanbags many times, or multiple times. He described himself in a social media post as 100% Antifa, and he suggested the tactics of counter-protesters amounted to warfare, and had been shot at one protest and cited for having a gun at another. He was shot near his elbow after he got involved in a scuffle between an armed white man and a group of young people of color. The man who was carrying the gun, Aaron Scott Collins, told the Oregonian, Oregon Live, that he and a friend had just left a bar when they saw the group harassing an older black man. His friend began filming them with a phone, and the group confronted them, calling them Nazis. Roanel later that day spoke to an AP videographer. His arm was wrapped in a bloody bandage. He said he was on his way to meet protest medics so they could change it. He said he didn't know what had started the altercation between Collins and the group, but that several people had decided to intervene when they saw Collins fighting with minors. As soon as the adults jumped in, he pulled out a gun, Roanel said, and I jumped in there and pulled the gun away from people's heads, avoided being shot in the stomach, and I got shot in the arm. Roanel also, or is it Reinel? I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his last name. But anyway. He was wanted on a warrant out of Baker County in eastern Oregon, where court records show he skipped a hearing related to a June case in which he was being charged with driving under the influence of controlled substances, reckless driving, reckless endangerment, and unlawful possession of a firearm. He's racing a 17-year-old son, and he's driving at 111 miles per hour. Now he has become an official Antifa martyr. And we may see an escalation now in Portland, which I don't even know what that would look like. Is that going to be enough for Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown, the governor, to ask for federal assistance in restoring peace to the City of Roses? Ted Wheeler's already had to move away. I mean, the protesters found his apartment complex, figured out where he lived, and started protesting there. And, well, here's a problem with protesting at an apartment complex. You're not just protesting the one person you're targeting. You're also disturbing, and on a grand scale, I'm being real nice when I say disturb. You're also disturbing other people that live there. And other people could take umbrage at this. Other people could take, you know, they could get out there and be intimidated by this or be fearful of this. Since the protesters seem to be indiscriminate about what they destroy. And the protesters, as their trend is going right now, most of the stuff they've been doing up to a certain point was all considered commercial or governmental. They were going after businesses, they were going after government entities, but now they're starting to go after cars with just regular people in them. Now they're going into suburbs and shining lights in windows and screaming. So, as this continues to evolve, here's a couple of things I'm going to tell you that's going to happen. We're already seeing it. Now, we saw it in Austin, Texas, where a Black Lives Matter protester decided to point an AK at an armed guy who shot and killed him. We've seen it in St. Louis with the McCluskeys. We've seen it in Kenosha, Wisconsin with Kyle Rittenhouse. People are starting to, and Kyle Rittenhouse was, the McCluskeys and Kyle Rittenhouse were with, in their spirits and in their minds, they actually supported Black Lives Matter. But see, anarchists, you can't support anarchists. And for everybody, for an anarchist, everybody's a target. And, the fighting back has only just begun. And it's happening where the protests are happening, because, you know, no other need to do it. But if it continues to spread, the fighting back will continue to spread. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get in the car and go get that back cracked one more time. But I do like being taller. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We get this from the Center for American Progress. You know, the media company that's run by the left. In an article titled, Dangerous Gaps in Gun Laws Exposed by the Coronavirus Gun Sales Surge. And they went to a whole lot of length regarding their belief that the COVID-19 related gun sales spike proves that there are too many loopholes in gun laws. This is also a behavioral thing. Gun control is a behavioral thing. They're trying to control your behavior. Now, just as the coronavirus pandemic has exposed gaps within the U.S. healthcare and economic systems, the surge in gun sales during this period brings to the forefront weaknesses in the current laws and systems governing the sale and ownership of firearms and ammunition, according to them. Far too many gun sales are allowed to proceed without background checks, which is a lie, and gun owners face minimal legal requirements to ensure that guns are handled and stored safely. Well, yeah, there's a reason for that part of it. That whole Fourth Amendment thing. When they get out there and they want to start micromanaging things like how you handle a gun, how do you enforce that without, invasion of privacy? Without just walking in and checking if you have a gun safe? So what loopholes are they referring to in what they claim is a nonpartisan reporting piece? First claim, they say that there's a problem with the NICS system. They said the current system contains serious flaws that allow guns to continue to be sold without background checks, undermining other crucial gun safety laws, enabling gun trafficking, and stymieing efforts to solve gun-related crimes. These flaws predate the current surge in gun sales. However, the increased volume in sales is putting unprecedented pressure on the system and exacerbating its weakness. First and foremost, this is the law they wrote. This law, they have the background check law that they have now. This came out of the Clinton administration. It was put together by the Democrats, Joe Biden being one of them. And first up is the 3 days the FBI has to run a background check. That's a check on the state. Once the 3 days passes, if there's no definitive answer in the background check, the FFL can make their own judgment call on the gun sale. This isn't exactly true everywhere, though. In Wisconsin, for example, the Department of Justice has 5 days to approve or deny. So, and if for some reason a firearm is handed over before the background check is completed, they contact both the local police department and the ATF to recover the weapon. according to the Centers for American, the left. They say if the FBI has not concluded the investigation after 3 days, the seller has the discretion to proceed with the sale despite the lack of an affirmative finding that the individual is eligible to buy a firearm. These sales are called default proceed sales. The default proceed sale process has become known as the Charleston loophole because it allowed the shooter, who committed a horrific hate crime in 2015 at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, to obtain his firearm, which that is not correct. That whole thing was botched. That whole background check was botched. The background check system is only as good as the data input. And they had not input the data on Dylan Roof. So, getting out there and claiming that this is an exposure of this, the default is there because the state should not be allowed to decide without some sort of a limit on them. So, you know, this is just another thing where the left thinks the government should have unlimited power. They continue that allowing gun sales to proceed without a completed background check enables individuals who are prohibited from gun possession to evade the law and buy guns. That almost never happens, by the way. Lots of people get denied, and most of those denials are false. But they also get into private sales, lack of mandatory waiting periods, and the usual gun control talking points. Now, after COVID-19 started in places like California, where they were going out there and they would have to go through the background check and some other stuff, then they found out that after they passed the background check, they had to wait for 10 days to get the gun. There are other states that have that as well. And there was a little meme going around going, did you support gun control up to this point? And if they said yes, then they said, well, this is gun control. And waiting periods stop nobody. Ask Elliot Rogers. Now, they go a step further, expressing their desire for mandatory training on a national level. They said there are no requirements that a prospective gun owner must demonstrate any level of proficiency with a firearm and no mandates on how guns should be stored or carried to prevent against theft and unauthorized access. Again, these concerns predate the coronavirus pandemic. However, the current influx of first-time gun buyers raises new concerns about the thousands of new gun owners bringing deadly weapons into their homes without the proper supports to ensure that they are able to do so safely. Well, you know, it's impossible to legislate and mandate common sense. But, I mean, you don't have to, don't take it from me. Ask all the cops who've had their guns stolen in San Francisco out of their car. I mean, they'll leave their entire kit in the car. And I know that these kits are heavy because I make one myself and I carry it when I go places. But, you know, you don't leave it in the car. But then, of course, there's safe storage. A 2018 study found that roughly half of all gun owners store at least one of their guns without any lock or secure storage device. And a national survey of gun owners conducted in 2015 found that an estimated 4.6 million children in the United States live in homes that contain an unlocked firearm. However, this problem is exacerbated by the influx of first-time gun owners who may not have availed themselves of training programs or safe storage devices. First of all, I have no children living in my house. My child that lives here is 29 years old, and he is a gun owner, and he is a gun carrier. None of my guns are without... there's nowhere in this house where I don't have a gun within reach that is loaded, that has a round in the chamber, that is ready to go lethal if I have to pull it. And that's because if I have to pull it, then it is a dire thing. At the very most, I should just be flipping off a safety. The United States government, no entity has any right whatsoever to mandate how you store anything. But this is the problem with Big Brother. They get out there and they think they can get involved in everything that's out there. Just to make sure that you are safe. In the name of safety. Now, federal law does require licensed gun dealers to offer gun locks at the point of sale for every purchase. But there is no onus on the gun owner to actually use them. I've got a veritable collection of padlocks here. Does the pandemic theater we're currently experiencing somehow do something to thrust guns in the hands of more criminals? No, it didn't. Does the federal background check system fail often? Not really. And when it does, the errors aren't as simple as they want to make them sound. One thing that I'll say is the existing laws regarding gun sales are actually, when they were used properly, that would be fine. But laws are imperfect, and they're executed by people. And so you get mistakes, and just because a mistake is made does not mean that there was malicious intent. And those mistakes are extremely rare in this particular system. And what the left is trying to do, what they've tried to do with coronavirus, what they've tried to do with everything out there, when they get out there and say, you can't have this or you can't do this, what they're trying to tell you is this. We, if you vote for us, we'll make sure nobody ever dies of any for any reason ever. As for mandatory training and safe storage, it isn't the government's business to meddle how people choose to use and store their guns. Should you be properly trained? Absolutely. Should you be using some sort of means to store your weapons to keep the wrong people from getting them? Sure. But getting the government involved is a slippery slope. And, I mean, you know, you're looking at random gun inspections, increased restrictions on concealed carry, hunting, everything else. And that doesn't concern the deep thinkers at the Centers for American Progress, whose claim of being nonpartisan is laughable, but should concern gun owners. And when you take the bait of, well, sure, we do need gun owners to be trained and invite the government to handle it, things are always going to go sideways. Trying to say that the coronavirus has made all kinds of problems with gun sales laws come to light is ludicrous at best. But it's no surprise of the opportunistic organizations and individuals who are using the pandemic to push their agendas. So what they're really saying is what they really want is more restrictive gun control. You see, you people are just too free out there. You're going out there and actually using your rights, and we can't have that. This is not good. I'll be back next week. Stay safe. Keep your heads up. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.